I had a horrible morning this dude or morning today, dude.
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened?
Most destined. Yeah. Went to like, I'm stress eating because I woke up, I look over, I'm next to a woman.
Okay.
I realize, oh my God, I'm gay.
What for women?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Sorry, we got kind of inspired because we realized that after Ben, some of you may be microdosed listening to the show.
Yeah, if someone's able to do a half tab and then perform on a podcast, there must be plenty of people that are listening, either high or, like you said, microdosing.
Yeah, so we just want to mess with you.
Yeah.
No. Did you know women gay like and in the bed? It's like, what? Was so like, you know, because
yeah.
Then,
yeah, right into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all going to hell.
Yeah.
We're all going to hell.
Jesus spoke to me this morning.
What did he tell you, Cody? He said you're going to hell! He said you're a naughty boy or girl. Santa's not real.
Your mom isn't a liar.
Oh, dude, I'm freaking out, man. I'm freaking out. I'm having a bad trip.
Are you?
Nightmare, nightmare.
Anyways, yeah, we can start the episode. Yeah, that should be a good time.
I think that'd be funny.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode,
you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Guys, if you don't know this, every week we are doing, I mean, you know about the newsletter, that's that the email newsletter that you can join by going to tmgstudios.tv. But every week we've been doing a Q&A question. People respond to the email with their questions and then we answer it in video form and it's embedded in the newsletter.
Yeah.
And it's been really fucking fun.
Yeah.
And people are enjoying it. So we're going to keep doing it. So if you want to see those, make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter. To take part in the Q&A, just reply to the email with your questions. And if you're reading the newsletter and you want to see it, just click the video with the red play button in the middle.
Yeah.
People are like confused that you
just smash that play.
Yeah.
And see what's good.
TMGstudios.tv, of course.
Yeah.
So I stopped at a smoothie place on the way here, like a healthy. I've been eating like shit, so I was like, I gotta, you know.
Drank a smoothie before going through smoothie a wormhole. And that is crazy.
Yes, and let me tell you, that shit, you just shit it out right away.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be healthy, but it's then you're sitting there, and it's all just coming, like it's diarrhea, yeah. You know?
And, then
and it, it's especially hard here because we don't have, why didn't we turn the gravity on in the bathrooms?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm diarrheaing, and it's just floating around my head, and it's getting in my face.
Yeah. Back into your ass a little bit?
Yeah. Took forever to clean up after.
Yeah, it just looks like a batch of, you know, burnt scrambled eggs floating
exactly.
In the cell. Yeah, we didn't really
That's
think that through.
Gross.
Sorry, was that too graphic? Saturdays are back. I'm almost done eating, don't you
yeah,
worry.
Yeah, don't eat into the mic, dude.
There's one guy who can hear me eating right now, like gripping his steering wheel.
So gross. Like,
the diarrhea stuff didn't get him, but
don't eat into the mic.
Yeah.
Dude, so actually, this is a great segue into the story I wanted to tell you
about
the Super Bowl party that I went to.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. And let me just preface this by saying it is true. Okay.
Okay.
I hate that I have to do that now, but this is a 100% real story. Yeah, it sure is. Don't do that.
Oh, and Jared Goff was there? Yeah, I'm sure.
Here's the thing. I didn't fucking lie about the story that I told.
No, you're right.
Jared
verified
it was all true.
Yeah, but now you're telling me a story.
Just like I told you the Jared one.
Oh, yeah.
This is the same scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me just fucking tell you this story. Because it's literally from a sitcom.
Okay.
I actually could not believe that this happened to me.
Are you sure what you're about to tell me?
Stop doing that, Seinfeld.
And you're just.
This is not literally. No, it's not literally from a sitcom. that was a lie. Well, it wasn't a lie. It was just like that's a turn of phrase. This isn't literally from a sitcom. That's
okay.
Just like
right,
kind of a way to like exaggerate the things that you're saying.
Yeah, just as long as you're not stealing scripts from real shows and you repurposing them for your life.
That would be pretty funny, honestly.
So I'm at this party, and then Larry David walks in. All right, so what happened?
This is literally from a sitcom.
Okay.
So I'm hanging out with young Sheldon, right? No, okay, so this is real. So I'm at the Cameo Super Bowl party, right? Okay, yeah. It's at this big-ass house in Beverly Hills, and it's like a real party. There's security, there's clearances.
Wow.
You can't go to certain floors. You can't get down hallways, whatever. Luckily, I know the people who started Cameo, right? So I'm kind of like I'm at like the all access level.
You
basically can
shit in the master bedroom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. I'm sitting there mid Super Bowl, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I gotta poop.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like two bathrooms, and they both have gigantic lines. I'm like, not fucking with that, right?
Yeah.
I know the guys who started this fucking joint. So I go to Devin, I'm like, hey, dude, can I like use the bathroom down the hallway? And he's like, yeah, for sure. He brings me down. The security lady is like, okay, yeah, go ahead. You're with him. Cool. And he lets me go down to the bathroom in one of the private bedrooms. His bedroom, I think, is where he stays when he's there. So I drop trowel and I'm, you know, taking care of business, dropping the kids off at the pool. I'm shitting. My brain's out, actually. And I'm sitting there, I'm on my phone, you know, doing whatever, maybe playing Wordle. And all of a sudden, I hear two female voices.
Whoa.
And all of a sudden, they open the door. Oh, no. No. I forgot to lock it, I guess. I thought I was over there alone. I thought it was the exclusive area, right? So they see my pale thigh.
Yeah.
All they see is one thigh. They open the door and they go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And they close the door and I hear some giggling.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's it. And their voices dissipate into the background.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, I'm just fucking like so embarrassed.
Now you can't even shit.
That's the worst. No, I continued to shit.
Okay, all right.
I was fine. I got no shame about that. But it's just like, just the fact that they just seeing me in that vulnerable position.
Yeah.
And I'm just like this. They open the door.
Yeah.
Like that. And so, but you know, I hear them kind of leave. So I'm like, okay, cool. We're all good. That was pretty embarrassing, but I'll finish up my business and, you know, I'll keep my chin high and I'll walk up like nothing happens. And so, wipe, take on my pants, and then turn around and flush, and the water just starts raising.
Perfect.
Doesn't go down, goes up. Just starts raising like this and doesn't go down. So I'm like, no, 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 no. And it gets like up to almost to the seat, and then it starts
going back down.
Leaking back down.
Oh.
But none of the shit or none of the toilet paper goes down. So I'm like, okay, maybe I flushed it wrong. Maybe it's one of those ones you have to hold it. So I hold it and it gets all the way up to the thing and then stops and does not go down this time. So I'm like, the fucking thing is clogged. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is already the worst day of my life. And now this fucking toilet is clogged. And so I'm like, whatever. Nobody's here. I'm in a private bathroom. I close the lid. And I put my chin high, and I walk out of the room, and I'm like about to go left down the hallway, and I hear two voices, and I look to the right, and it's the two girls, and they're standing there like kind of giggling, and I was like, hey, sorry about that, and they're like, no problem, it's all good, and I'm like, okay, and I as I'm leaving, I kind of like look behind me, and they go in there after me.
Cool story, bro. I think I saw that on Curb, though.
If
fuck you. That's what I'm saying.
No, no, that is
straight from a sitcom.
Yeah.
And then later, Adam, like the guy who like runs, I don't know what he does. He's worked for Cameo forever, but he was in charge of the party basically. He's texting Devin like, dude, there's major sewage issues at the house. We had to stop the party because it's like leaking out of like all sides of the house. And Devin was like, this is because of you. And it wasn't actually because of me, but that's the reason why I wasn't flushing.
Dude, I just imagine you going out of the bathroom and the entire Super Bowl party is lined up in that hallway. They stopped watching the game. And then the two girls are like, that's the guy. And then they're like, oh, what's up, poopy pants? Oh, you just clogged the toilet, shit boy. Look at him. It's the creature from the Brown Lagoon, dude.
Like, it wasn't even that big of a shit.
Yeah, it was. Just the biggest poop we've ever seen.
No, it wasn't. It
you
was
must have
tiny
a big
turds.
Asshole.
No, there was small like turds. That. They were little deer poops, I swear.
Okay, big poop boy.
Oh, it stunk
boy.
So bad in there. Ew.
Smells like my dead grandma in there. Yeah. I thought that was
what did
happen.
You eat? Same food as you guys. It's the chicken wings here. It's the same.
Well, you know, if we're ruining everyone's Saturday, I'll just throw one out there while we're at it.
Oh, you have a poop story?
I mean, you know, the past couple weeks have been intense, just with the amount of flights I've taken.
Yeah, right.
Taking a lot of plane shits, which, you know, apparently is like a taboo.
No, it's not.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah, anyone who says that is young.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is, you know? Eventually, yeah. You're like, fuck it. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I looked those two girls right in the eye and I said, enjoy.
Yeah.
And I walked down the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love what I left.
Oh, you're going in there? Good luck. I took a huge shit.
And guess what? It's not flushing. Yeah. So.
If you're trying to pee, there's a little turd at the top. So keep an eye out for that. But feel free to add to the mixture.
It's like a damn porta potty in there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I told Tom, I was like, yeah, I had to drop one on the plane. He was like, oh, man. He's like, that's crazy, dude. Even I don't do that.
Oh, come on.
That's what I thought. But so I had one where, you know, first of all, I put on my story what I've been eating at night, and it's these like hiking meals.
Okay.
Because I just refuse to eat the late night food anywhere I'm at. I'm like, I'm just not doing it. So I've been eating these like gentrified MREs. Like there's like military meals, but for like you know, people who are like, dude, I just want to survive on a mountain for a month.
Wait, what? And do you order them? Is there a company that makes these things?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
yeah.
bring them with you.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, let me get the brand.
And you have to microwave them.
No.
No, you don't.
It's even darker than that.
So it's just like
it's not like
sludge.
Microwaving a cup of diarrhea. It's very different.
Oh, you mean like clam chowder?
Okay, well, okay, now everyone's really turned off the podcast.
Sorry.
So Mountain House. And I got, I read some like comment somewhere, some dude's like, yeah, I ate this shit for 6 months. I was living off grid. That's all I ate. These are awesome.
Can you bring it up, Luke? I want to see it. Mountain House. Okay.
Yeah. So basically what you do is like, it's like astronaut food and you put in 2 cups of hot water and it's like a resealable bag. So you open it, you put the hot water and you close it and it self microwaves because of the material on the inside.
Oh, cool.
And you open it up and it's good food. It's not shitty at all. It doesn't taste shitty, like it doesn't taste greasy or anything.
And it's warm.
Oh yeah, it's like a hot meal and it's fucking mwah, delicious. So I've been eating these post show. Every time I eat them, Tom or like he'll like prep them, he'll be like, I think I added too much water. It kind of looks like slop. I'm like, nah, it's good. I just sit there and yeah, it's pretty gross, but so whatever. There were a couple nights where I didn't do that, and I settled for, like, some, you know, shitty-ass food around town. And it's crazy how, like, weak your stomach gets after 25 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just, like, I ate, like, 2 bison burgers in Omaha, and I'm like, oh, my stomach hurts. Yeah. And so, to, like, push it out, I ate, like, several protein bars over many days. And, you know, I was backed up in there.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm like, come on, a little fiber.
Yeah, yeah.
No dice. Damn. A little more fiber. Hey, come on, boys. Let's
get your coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm, dude, I got home from one plane. Lena's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Sit down. And I just feel my, like, all my organs inside just, like, go into the toilet. Just like,
oh, finally!
I was just a brain and spine. It came out and I was just like.
Your kidney, your lungs.
Everything, dude.
Your heart, everything's in the toilet.
I literally killed myself via shit. Lena had to call the ambulance and they had to take all my organs and take me to the hospital and put me back together.
Oh, I feel like a new man.
Yeah, literally. They're like, you are. We had to like use a bunch of transplants. You're not who you were.
That's so funny.
Just everything. Just turned inside out, man.
Yeah.
My skin and face is like sucked in, like I lost like 100 years of life.
Walk out. There's two girls waiting there.
Yeah, like,
we heard you.
You're going to love what I left for you in there. And I just fall face first. Just like Winnie the Pooh, just a t-shirt and my ass out. And then just flat on my face.
Wow, must have been a bad one.
Are you 21? I have to retell this a little bit just because... I told you about this, but so I did that club in San Francisco, Cobb's Comedy Club.
Yeah.
What a mind fuck, dude. That was like, that felt like a dream in a negative way. The shows were good, but the experience from the stage is fucking brutal. I was telling you, like, basically, it's a rock venue, so the sound is designed to go up. So, you know, a comedy club, like, the laughter, it's like kind of designed so laughter comes back to you. So I would tell a joke, and then I would just only hear the first two rows laugh or giggle. The rest of the audience, I like kind of like turn my ear a little bit. I hear nothing.
Okay.
And so if I said something that the front rows maybe thought was, that's a little funny, it just felt like I was eating it the whole
you
hour.
See them?
Not really. No, it's like pitch black.
Okay.
So and then
and there's a wall that comes down.
Yeah. So it's like it's a low ceiling, and then it angles up.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a bunch of seats that are like up in the back, but when you're up in those balcony seats, like you're not very expressive back
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And so it just looks, and then those people are lit really well. And then to add to it, they have posters of all these comedians that are really big. They're bigger than the faces of the audience. And there's one of Jim Brewer that is dead center, like looking at you, and he's just like, and you're just like, the whole time, all I'm looking at is him. And, like, I'm telling a joke, and I hear no laughter, and he's just looking back at me like,
you're not funny.
You're bombing, buddy. I'm just like, what is this, man? One night, I got off stage, and I went up in the green room, and I'm like, holy fuck, that was awful. But Alina and Spock and Cash were there, and they were like, no, it was fine. It sounded good from up here. And I'm like, really? And every time, it was just like punching in a dream.
Oh, no.
And people might, like, tweet after me afterwards, like, yo, good show. I'm like, are you sure? Oh, man. It was like, it made my stomach just like fall in my ass.
Yeah.
I went to bed the first night. I'm like, I don't think this is for me.
Isn't that a famous club?
It is.
Cobb's
yeah.
Comedy Club?
Cobb's Comedy Club, yeah.
Is that a chain or is it just an SF?
I think it's just an SF.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like
I've definitely heard about that club before.
It's like a.
I think I saw Jim Brewer there.
I saw him there. I definitely saw him there. Like the first night, I just completely broke character. I'm like, is that Jim Brewer up there? And everyone in the balcony is just like,
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, the guy who like talks about like anti-vax stuff now? Like, just me. Yeah. Yeah. It was an experience, man.
I had a horrible dream on Saturday.
Did you wake up next to a woman and you found out you were
gay?
Yeah. I'm fucking gay. This dream must be bad because you hate talking about dreams.
I fucking hate it, but yeah. Actually, it's just a funny dream.
All right,
it was a bad dream when I was in it, but I woke up and I was like, that's honestly fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So I like Saturday morning, woke up, surfed, played pickleball. It was like
went hiking. It was like a lot of physical activity.
Damn, dude.
Activity. What?
The Malibu Triathlon.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, honestly.
Stepping up to the pickleball plate.
Have you ever played pickleball?
No.
So fun.
No, what is it? Like, what's the...
It's a fun sport. It's
do you
like...
tie a pickle to a basketball?
It's
and you
like
just play
big...
basketball with no. a pickle on a string? It's like a tail?
Yeah, no, it's like tennis, but you smack it with your dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with your pickle.
Yeah.
So it's like big ping pong. Mm. It's big pong. No, small tennis is paddle tennis. Pickleball, you play with a wiffle ball, so you can fucking, like, just annihilate it.
Oh. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, this is big pong.
That's me.
Yeah.
Just old as fuck.
With the tucked in salmon shirt?
Yes, yes. That's me. Salmon's a great color on me.
Pulling your back, leaning forward to get over the center. You gotta hit those. I can't.
White people should not wear salmon.
Yeah, it just washes them out, man.
Yeah, I used to wear that color all the fucking time, and I see pictures of myself.
You just literally...
No, it just makes you look pink, just
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Like a penis.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's me right there. Oh, wait, go down. Go down. Orange shirt, that's me.
Okay. Damn.
Just ripping, right?
Yeah.
Like, dripping, too.
Yeah. Is this guy, like, in action, or is he mid-heart attack, you think?
he just hit it, and he's dying now.
Yeah. He hit... Yeah, like, the hit was hella soft. Yeah, he was just like... Damn. All right. So
anyways, I'm doing a lot of physical activity, getting the heart rate up,
mm-hmm.
but I'm only drinking beer. I didn't drink a single water.
Classic.
I didn't drink a shot of water,
yeah.
a sip all day. I had like 10 beers. And I go to bed and I have this like horrible nightmare that felt like it was 5 hours long
yeah.
of me like going to different locations. And the first thing I do is I go to the fridge and I get water because I'm so thirsty.
And then
I just can't quench my thirst. It was 5 hours of like complete torture of me just drinking as much as I can and never being satisfied.
God, dude.
And then I was like, ah! Fuck, I should get some water.
Damn. Yeah, that's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
What kind of places did you go into?
Like my body literally telling me, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Your brain punishing you?
Yeah.
This is all the water you should have had.
Yeah.
What places did you go to for the water?
In the dream?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You meet anyone cool?
No, not really.
Learn. That sucks.
Yeah. So it was a nightmare.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, just empty fridges and empty homes. Is anyone here? Nah, man, this server's empty. Fuck. Damn. I'm trying to think if I had any good dreams.
We don't have to talk about dreams.
You sure?
Yeah.
Dude, I had this one, and I think there's a lot of meaning behind it. let me just go through the archives. No, lately I've been having dreams like equivalent to vines. It's like a Vine compilation. Literally, I'm having like Vine compilation dreams. It'll be like 10 seconds, and they'll be really jarring. It'll be like someone like, ah, help me. I'll be like, where? And then the next one is just like.
I've seen that Vine. That's a good one. Help me. Yeah. Where?
Just, yeah.
And they were roommates.
Yeah. Yeah.
What other Vines?
I don't know.
Look at all those chickens. My last day. I mean, that's the best meme of all time.
Yeah. I don't think you've quite done that right for 6 years, but
I'm doing it right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, you done it right.
Ball ass dude.
Dude, at a show, some girl was like, do you ever watch Vine compilations? I went, it's over. It's done.
It's 2022.
It's gone. We've all forgot. It's over.
Yeah, I know.
It's done.
They got to take them all down.
Yeah. Just delete them all.
Yeah.
There's no nostalgia to be had. It's over.
TikTok has been around for like 10 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Fucking. It's been around for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seriously, because it was Musical.ly in like when? Like 2000?
Really early.
14 or something mm-hmm. like that?
Yeah. You know what I thought about is like all like the gun rights people on TikTok? It's like, well, we figured out there are no guns in New York, LA.
I mean, I think they already knew that.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, from what?
Just laws.
It's way harder to get a gun here.
Yeah, but no, I think it's going to be very targeted hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. When World War III happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like in process.
Yeah, World War III.
Yeah, oh no, I was going to say happy February 2nd, or happy February 22nd, 2022.
Oh.
And I wanted to talk about World War III. Yeah.
What a dark transition.
Seriously. Yes. But yeah, Russia is... Last night,
yeah, move troops into Ukraine. You know, this
which is like, I guess, the first little step,
yeah,
in his full invasion of Ukraine,
yeah,
yeah, which is kind of, I mean, it's very just sad and scary and shit,
yeah,
for the whole world.
I've been talking to my production assistant about it because he's Ukrainian and he's got like family over there,
that's,
and he's
sucks.
Like, yeah, it's pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, I read this Reddit post from this guy that's in Ukraine, and it was just like really sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, I think the thing that, yeah, I didn't even realize, but Alex was explaining to me, he's like, dude, this has been going on for like 6-7 years. Like just this weird under the radar conflict that you wouldn't hear about until now. So the fact that we're hearing about it is like, okay, now some levers are getting pushed, which is, you know, this all started because Hassan bought a Porsche.
I saw him in his Porsche. In Malibu, I swear to God, on Sunday. I talked with him for like 20 minutes.
I just hit Kyle in the stomach with that one. I don't know. Yeah, how was that conversation? By the way, I'm not trying to be glib about this fucking brutal, horrible thing that's about to happen. If you're somehow in Ukraine and you're still listening to this podcast, we hope you're safe.
Yeah. Yes.
This would be the worst thing to listen to at a time like that they're going through.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like imminent threat.
Damn, that's crazy.
Damn, I shit in a cup. Imagine if someone drank it. No, just kidding.
Yeah, man, zero gravity diarrhea, dude.
They're just like, not like this. They just take it out. So, yeah, you chat with Hassan. And
yeah.
It's so crazy. He's a dentist now.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable, this guy. He does it all, doesn't he? Political discourse and dentistry.
That was good. It was good to see him.
Yeah.
But he was out for a drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his brand new car?
Yep.
Here in his car. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he said it was like people were, like some people got mad at him because they were like, he bought a gas guzzler. It's like, it's like literally an electric vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
People not even looking into.
Yeah.
Just getting mad.
Yeah, I can't believe Hassan literally bought the car with the biggest engine on it.
Yeah, exactly. Diesel? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. The rate, it's like a dual diesel engine car. The rate of pollution is like equivalent to 7 Duramaxes. It's disgusting what that guy does. So he even added a coal burning pizza oven in the backseat.
Just so he could roll coal.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't even put food in there. He just runs a smokestack out the ceiling.
That's sick, though.
Just trying to do as much as he can to burn this bitch down.
And this other dude pulled up, and you know, like Sundays at the Country Mart, they do like, it's just like an impromptu car show.
Oh.
It's not organized, and I think the cops hate it.
Yeah.
Because they're standing around like, how can we fucking block the exits? I don't know what to do here.
Got it.
And some dude pulled up in the Ghostbusters car.
Yeah.
Sick. Straight up. Yeah. This thing was like 2 cars long. Way too tall. It was huge. There was propellers spinning on it.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure all homemade.
Yeah. The fucking practical effects guy. Like, ah.
Yeah, yeah.
You like that?
Out.
Whoop, whoop. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was actually pretty funny. It was like Lamborghinis and like Bentleys, and he pulls up in the Ghostbusters whip. And it's like absolute mayhem in there because everyone's like standing around. No one knows what to do because it's just, there's no organization to an impromptu car show.
Yeah.
People are like, I don't know what to do. And we're like, I don't know what to do. We just walk around. Mm-hmm. So people are walking, cars are driving, and all of a sudden the Ghostbusters whip pulls up and he's like trying to get through the parking lot.
Yeah.
And he's like mid road rage at these people that like are trying to get behind me. He's like, go by me. Go by me. And meanwhile, his car's fucking... Yeah, this is it. That's it.
You're pissed, man. Come on, man.
There's things spinning on the top of his car. It's like making funny sounds. And he's like, just go by me.
And he screams at everyone. Everyone's like, what's this fucking deal? And then he hits a lever and just like does the Back to the Future like in the parking lot. Just like, We're like, whoa, holy fuck. Just one mom like, where's my kid? Uh-oh.
You look up and he's on the roof?
Yeah, yeah.
Just, oh, fuck. No, he just zapped onto the roof of one of the buildings by accident.
It's a seven-month-old baby.
No, I'm not talking about the baby.
Oh, God, it displaced the baby, and this is on the roof of the building.
Wait, you're saying a mom is walking by with a baby in a stroller, and the baby gets caught in the time warp?
Yeah, and it just puts the baby solo on top of the roof. Then everyone's like, don't tilt forward. Don't crawl to us.
No, it's the car leaning on something and the baby sitting right underneath it. And the car is like teetering.
Got it. Yeah.
And everyone's like this.
And he's just screaming at the baby, go behind me. Go behind me. That's sick, dude. So did you fuck the guy with the Ghostbusters car?
I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
It's the tightest car there.
You just walk up to the window. You're like, hey, boy. Like, what you're doing here? What's up, dude?
What's up, dude?
You knew I was going to be here, didn't you?
What do you do?
Yeah.
To have a car this cool? What do you do?
You're not going to ghost me, are you?
Just start doing this.
Yeah, twirling your hair.
What do you do?
Dude, don't.
You're not going to ghost me. Yeah. Is that what you said?
Don't ghost me. You could bust me, though.
Yeah.
You could bust me all you want. But just don't ghost me. Damn. Yeah. Cars get dude pussy. We've always talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. Again, like I said, it's just no organization, no nothing. So even the guys like driving their nice cars in there don't really know what it's for.
Yeah.
Like there's no protocol.
No.
At least at a car show, you walk up to the car and you go, oh, wow, what kind of engine? You look in. But in this, it's just a mall. So like nobody knows who's there to shop.
Yeah.
Who's there to look at cars? So these dudes are there and they're, you know, young guys and this is like their first nice car. So it's like a, you know, an M5 or something like that, which is a sick car, but it's like the same as every other nice car in there.
Yeah.
So they're like driving down the parking lot like when all windows open, all four.
Of course.
Blasting music.
Yeah.
Like just waiting for somebody to like lean in and talk, but no one does.
Yeah.
So everyone's just kind of like confused as to what the purpose is.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, it's like they all got that sharp reality check that no one cares.
Yes, exactly.
They pulled up and a bunch of dudes came out in Daisy Dukes like, yo man, how fast is this thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like,
yeah.
Wait, what?
No, they're all surrounded on the Ghostbusters car.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Really, no one wants it? It's the M5.
Shut up, bitch, the Ghostbusters car is here.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, and everyone runs right by him. Yeah. Is that the Ghostbusters car?
Oh my God. Yeah. And then a bunch of beautiful women in the mall are like, oh my God, is that the Ghostbusters car?
Oh my God.
Oh.
And they're bus and then ghost me.
Yeah, and slingshotting their underwear into this window. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why the guy has so much road rage, because he's so tired of the attention he gets.
Yes, exactly.
He's just trying to go buy an Apple Watch.
Yeah, yeah, he's just there to shop.
Yeah. Go behind me.
I'm just here for a coffee.
I'm not here
just
to
go,
hang.
Stop. Stop hanging. Stop looking.
Yeah, we should get crazy ass cars like that.
I know.
What's like a dumbass replica car we could get?
Like the Jurassic Park car.
They like sold those. I think Jeep like did it.
I know. There's one like around my neighborhood that I see all the time.
Yeah, that's too. It's too easy.
Okay. What about Let's think. What if we bought Logan Paul's G-Wagon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we have to...
Or just recreated it.
Recreate a G-Wagon?
Recreate his G-Wagon.
Isn't that just buying a G-Wagon, though?
Yeah, but it's like bright yellow.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, what if we did...
I'm trying to think. What's like a weird-ass car? No, you know what would be good?
Oh, like a Flintstones car.
That,
no,
I
no
fuck
engine,
with that.
No wheels. We just run.
I fuck with that. Okay, Flintstones car, or we get, yo, wasn't there like a car with a face in Roger Rabbit?
I don't know.
Hold on.
What about the Oscar Mayer Wiener car?
That's too easy. Yeah, bro.
That's
yeah,
easy.
Look at the Roger Rabbit
car. It's
really
car. Small.
They have this shit at Disneyland.
Let's get the smart car version of the Oscar Mayer Wiener car.
Oh, yeah, we could get two micro-weenie cars.
Yes, that's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
they're like truck size. Yeah,
that's pretty dope.
Just type in Roger Rabbit. Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's sick.
If we get two cars with full up Chevron cars, like with a face,
that's so sick.
That is horrifying, man.
It's awesome.
Yeah, just fucking just going down the freeway.
We're cruising, sunglasses on, just
two of them. People be looking in the rear view like, what the fuck? Dude, we should have not taken these edibles, man. You don't hallucinate on it.
What's the dude, Skeeter or something like that? The car from Cars? That's like Southern?
Mater.
Google him for a sec.
Skeeter? No, that's the Fleshlight version of
it. See, that's going to be my car.
Yeah. Yeah, Bucktooth?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah. Later.
Face car.
Yeah.
Is that Skeeter? I guess what I like about the Roger Rabbit car is like you can still be a person driving it and like the, you know, because in a car's
it's like
car,
Corvette.
Eyes have to be in the windshield for you to get the face.
I see what you're saying.
But this is just like the classic Chevron shit where it's like the eyes or the headlights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be terrifying, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, but I like a Flintstones car. You're just doing 5 miles an hour on the freeway. It's like, where are y'all going, man?
Like in the cartoon running sound.
Yeah. Yo, did you see that shit where they...
Yeah, right there. Damn, that's sick. Somebody made it?
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine pulling up to the Country Mart in this fucking thing.
You can't turn, so I don't know how you... It's just that big-ass wheel. Like you
pick it up and turn.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
That's us, dude.
Yeah, big ass cylinder wheels, dude. So good.
Relax, we're just here for a coffee.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah. Everybody go around
go
us.
Go around us.
We're going straight through the mall because we can't turn. Bro, you see that clip where they put all the cartoon sounds over that DaBaby fight?
No.
Cause DaBaby, did you see that whole thing? No. Oh man, that girl he was like dating for a bit, and then he got her pregnant. Danny Lay.
Okay.
Her brother.
DaBaby got her pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. Recently.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
Oh, congrats, guys.
Well, it's not been a it's not been a good relationship.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah, they had a falling out, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Well, no. So Danny's brother like confronts DaBaby at like a bowling alley.
Okay.
So then DaBaby like sucker punches him, and then the kid gets jumped. But they're fighting on the bowling alley lanes, and even like DaBaby's cameraman tries to get a shot in.
Okay.
And he's like, and so like everyone's like slipping and falling. It's just like hilarious.
Are they all in bowling shoes?
I think they're in regular shoes, but like the lanes are greased, so they're all just like falling and tripping over. We can't play because it's got copyright, but like someone added all these like cartoon sounds. Like it's so funny.
Fuck, I want to see that.
And someone,
why would it get copyrighted?
I thought there was like some copyright noise in there, but I mean, just play it. Fuck it. We can always mute it. We can always make Alex redo it. Benny Hill theme. You know, I'm
the diarrhea boy.
No, don't do that. You have to cut that out. I got a copyright claim for doing that in a video.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the diarrhea.
Yeah, literally, stop.
Just mute him while he does it.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex, every time Cody does that, dub it with I'm the diarrhea boy.
No.
Hey, go ahead, dude. Do the song. Yeah, do the song.
Diarrhea.
All right. You're making his life hell. Kyle over there just writing down every timestamp for it. Yeah, man. But I was just dying because someone replied to it and said, this belongs in the Smithsonian. Speaking of rappers, I watched that first episode of the Kanye doc.
Oh, God. How good was that?
Yeah, I mean, so in the most respectful way possible, you know, I had like a certain idea about Kanye, but I didn't. You've seen Office Space, right?
Office Space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Kanye was effectively like the Milton of like hip hop.
Oh, that's a good take.
You know, like,
okay, but you guys said you would sign me and you still haven't signed me, and if you don't sign me, I'm gonna make a platinum record.
And they're like, okay Milton.
Kanye.
And that shit where Dame Dash was just like egging him on in the studio, and he's like, yeah man, he's hot, we're gonna sign him, you know? And yeah. you see like Kanye, he's like this young boy who's like, fuck yeah. And they just don't do it.
I know.
Damn.
I know.
Also, you know, anyone can say what they want about Kanye, but that dude lives on another planet because he's been that guy since literally like 20. How mm-hmm. crazy was that when he was in his apartment? He's young as fuck. He's like 20. And he's like, yeah, you know me, it's Kanye. I got platinum hits. I got a little song on that album with Eminem and shit. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I knew he was like a great producer and I knew he had like, but I didn't realize, like, I guess I did realize, but it put into perspective how young he was when he got successful.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why it was especially cool for people that are our age.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really see
that part
of his, we weren't like there firsthand. Mm-mm. We didn't know about, I mean, at least I didn't really know about H to the Izzo.
Yeah, I think I found that out pretty.
But like just, I mean like, and even if you knew about that,
it still wasn't.
Finding out how big that was for his career.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, if you followed hip hop during that time, you knew about like Chicago hip hop, and you knew like what a name he was, but like how much trouble he had like transitioning.
Yeah.
That's a really cool story. And I just like, I had no idea about that.
Well, I think that like, it definitely contextualized a lot of stuff. And I think the crazy part was when you think about that era of music, like, it was like Jay-Z dominated everything. And like New York had like a stronghold on music. And just that whole idea that like, oh, if you're from the Midwest, like you're not going to be able to go, like you can't go up, you have to leave. And just like seeing that, like even though he kind of was still breaking through being from Chicago and then moved and was still having all that fucking difficulty, like damn. There was an article, I think, in Complex. And it was like from Rockefeller, and it seemed like they were really trying to save face. It was like this fucking thing where they were like trying to really exaggerate Kanye. They're like, oh no, that whole clip where he performed the song, like we didn't pay attention to it because he used to do that all the time and da 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 da. But other people were like, no, he didn't do that all the time. He did that one time.
Yeah.
Like
when he went into the office and
played,
that shit was like heartbreaking.
I mean,
so awkward.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And he's playing a hit.
Yeah.
And everyone's sitting there like, hey, man, can you turn this off?
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's cool is it like, just all that footage just humanizes him.
Because
the way we see him now, at least for the last like 5-6 years, is just small outbursts through the lens of the media.
Yeah.
Or through his weird Instagram captions that he purposely makes abstract and weird to promote an album or something like that. That's all we see.
Yeah.
And then we get one interview with Charlamagne, like every 3 years or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see him just on the come up, like any of us trying to chase our dreams, doing the same shit, getting taken advantage of, really like, but having some hits or like some successes and just trying to turn that into something was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
It just made him real in my eyes. And I'm like, oh, okay. And now I understand why he is the GOAT.
Yeah. You know? Well, so the thing that kind of bugged me out, and this is where I've like, fallen off in terms of like tracking, I guess, close with like certain people in hip hop. So at the top of the documentary was this dude Rhymefest. He was the guy in the orange shirt.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was like in high school and college, I would listen to Rhymefest, and this is when, you know, Kanye was really blowing up and everyone would like underground, like backpack nerds would be like, oh man, Rhymefest is the one, you know, writing all of Kanye's shit, you know, Rhymefest is the reason why Kanye's successful, which awful take, like not true at all. But I was under the impression that they had like a falling out. So I think that was weirdly one of the first things that hit me in the documentary is I was like, oh, they're still friends. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Cause I guess for me, knowing like, I had a skewed lens of that, cause then how people would talk about Rhymefest, I would just sort of ingest that and take it as truth. And I'm like, oh man, maybe Rhymefest should be, you know, getting more credit and this and that. There's actually a song, I think it's off of Rhymefest album. Can you Google search just Rhymefest and Kanye West? I forget the name of the song, but I remember watching this shit and I would like show it to people. I would tell people like, oh yeah, you know, Kanye works with this guy from Chicago named Rhymefest, and I guess like he's written a lot of stuff for him. People wouldn't believe me. They'd be like, nah. And I'd show them this video and they'd be like, what is Kanye doing with this fucking like loser? Like it was like so hateful. So I don't know. I think that was just really dope. And I'm curious to see in the remaining episodes. Now go to YouTube. I'm curious to see like if they touch on their story in any way. Cause he, I think, as far as I know, is like a staple in terms of like how he came up. So I'd be curious to like to see if there was a falling out and like how that relationship evolved. Yeah, Brand New.
Oh, I love this song.
Did you?
I fucking love this song.
Yeah, dude.
This is like my favorite Kanye song.
What album was this off? So this wasn't off, because it's Rhyme Fest featuring Kanye West.
Yeah.
So.
What did I hear this on? I heard it on like MTV or something like that. I was obsessed with it.
And again, so 14 years ago would be 2012, 10, so 2008?
Yeah. And you could only listen to it on YouTube, I'm pretty sure.
Was it? Yeah.
Or it was like on sketchy like music blogs.
It came out in 05. Yeah, that shit is old as fuck. Yeah. And then when did...
Dude, such a good song. Let's start the bonus episode with that song.
Yeah.
Honestly, we probably won't even get copyrighted if we play it.
No, we definitely would. I wonder what label this was signed to, though. I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I got into Kanye, like after he dropped that album that he's making, in the first episode. So I was like not privy to any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Which is it's just cool. I don't know. It's just fucking sick to see, and it's also just dope that he's been filming everything he's been doing for 20 years and just didn't tell anyone.
It's crazy,
right?
Yeah.
Nobody knew. They didn't even market this at all, did they?
Not really. It was definitely talked about, but yeah, it wasn't like heavily marketed.
But people knew that it was coming out and like Netflix.
People were kind of like sniping clips and like putting them out, okay. Like the one of him going around Rockefeller and like playing the song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sitting here like, I'm not like a expert on Kanye's career either. I guess all I was trying to say, is that my frame of reference for Kanye was, okay, after like Through the Wire, I got to know more and I'm like, oh, this dude is gonna blow up. He makes dope music. Everyone likes his music. And I just thought he was a really talented dude from Chicago. And then when I learned later about Rhyme Fest, then I had this like skewed perception of like, oh, Rhyme Fest was the one making major contributions to his career. Mm. Like, and I kind of always had it in my head that Rhyme Fest was a big catalyst for him to be successful. But already in the first episode I'm watching, it's like, oh no, this motherfucker was like, he was it.
Yeah.
He was
I think that's
guy.
The point is that everyone has these like preconceived notions of or not at all like me of what it took for him or I guess what it took for him to have such like a rabid fan base where like every time he does something weird people are like no he's still the most creative person he's a genius and meanwhile I was like I just think he makes good music but I didn't really think and then to get the backstory you're like now I understand why people say he's a genius just from even the first episode like even like meeting his mom.
Yeah.
Seeing them interact, it's like, fuck, he was kind of, I don't know what it is about those clips, but it's just, he was destined for this. Like,
he was
clearly going to stop at nothing to make sure that people heard his music.
I mean, he was a star. Like,
to
the fullest.
Dude, that clip of him when Scarface was in the studio and he's trying to get him to do the hook on Jesus Walks.
Yeah.
And clearly he's like, this is the song. And then he plays it and Scarface is like, next. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
That feeling is the most vulnerable feeling ever, showing someone privately something creative that you made. That's like a more nerve-wracking feeling than just putting it out on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, yeah, because it's important to you. But also, like, you know, out of all that, I have to say I'm impressed with Kanye's commitment to dental care.
Seriously, yeah. That
motherfucker had those retainers in.
I know.
Yeah. But you know what, bro? It is a super interesting moment because at that time, like, and you know, it still is this way to it, like, definitely, but like, it was just like a lot of street rappers, like, really, you know, dominating radio. So no one had any reason to be like, this is gonna blow.
Yeah.
Except that one dude from Ruckus Records who was like, nah, man, like you hit a lot of different audiences, like you need to keep going. And it's crazy in all that noise and all those people being like, nah, fuck you. It's like there's only like these handpicked people who could like see the future like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is super dope. Like seeing the raw vocal takes of like future hits and dude, when he's sitting there playing Jesus Walks, that must be such a crazy feeling for him and everyone who watched, like, especially the videographer Cootie, like watching that, being like, oh, like these motherfuckers were so wrong.
Yeah.
So wrong.
Yep. Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 And how quick Scarface was just like, yeah, that's hard. Next. Oh.
I know.
Because I know. It's like, was the compliment even real?
I know.
Because at the end, he's like, yeah, that's just mean, man.
Yeah. And then he just leaves in like 10 minutes.
He's like, but was it? Fuck. Bro, and then how he pulled out the pen and pad and acted like he was going to write something.
And then just was like, I can't. I know. I felt that. Whoa. You feel that because it's like that's such a huge opportunity for Kanye. And he's sitting there like just hoping and praying something would happen.
Yeah. And I think what people maybe, you know, I think at that time, like when you contextualize what it was like to hear that music, if everything around you is sort of like a tougher tone, right? Like in terms of the writing, the presentation of the music, and then he's playing these beats where it's featuring samples like Jesus Walks. People probably heard that and they're like, oh, this is like
weird.
This is like Christian. Yeah. It's too soft.
Yeah.
You know, they're taking it literally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're not seeing like, oh no, this is like a crazy down the middle.
Yeah.
Where like this could hit a fuck ton of people. They can't see it that way.
Yeah.
Cause why would they?
Yeah.
It's
very reminiscent of, you know, Lil Pump's.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Sort of remind me of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kanye and Lil Pump definitely had the same career.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's also crazy how successful Kanye's been for how long.
Yeah.
You know, most people, like, yeah, they might produce some hits at 20, but like to have done consistently everything he's done and just keep going higher and higher and higher and open doors and, you know, 808s and Heartbreaks, like that changed the landscape for a lot of fucking people. Album. You know? So.
Watch that shit. Another show I really recommend, Murderville on Netflix.
I'll peep.
Yeah. Did you watch it? Yeah, it's pretty fucking funny. It's I've never seen this format before.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can tell me if you've seen anything like this before. I'll just describe it really briefly. It's like a scene, and Will Arnett like plays this detective, and everyone is an actor, but they're all like improv artists as well.
Mm.
But they all know the scene and the lines, generally what's supposed to happen in the scene. And then there's a celebrity guest who is Will Arnett's partner.
Got it.
And they're the only ones that has no idea what's going on. So they're improvising the whole thing.
Interesting.
So they all have like set jokes and stuff that they know they're going to make, and then they just break and like and they keep it in.
Interesting.
So it's like watching a scripted show with just one person that has no idea what's going on.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty, and then it's like a you know, quintessential like murder mystery. Every episode has a different mystery that the guest has to solve. So at the very end, they're like, I think it was this person. And then the sheriff comes in and they're like, you're wrong or you're right because of these reasons. Oh. So it's like you're kind of trying to solve it at the same time.
That's cool. Weird, like
it's really fucking weird. And weird. Ken Jeong is the last episode, and he just is breaking the entire time. Like they fuck with him so much, and the whole time he's just like, it's so good.
Damn. So it's like a improv game show.
Yes.
How's it shot? Is it shot like cinematic? Shot.
Yes.
Interesting. So cinematic. Whose line is it anyway?
Yes. Exactly.
Interesting.
With really cheesy, like CSI puns and stuff like that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Like, the only thing he'll be does on today is murder.
Yeah, okay. Great. I started watching the...
But, and then... Well, sorry,
no,
sorry.
No, go for it.
They like, purposely set them up to, like in the episode with, God, fucking, what's his name? God damn it.
Bill Clinton.
Dude who got... It was Silicon Valley guy, got super fucking jacked.
Oh,
Kumail? Yes.
Yeah.
He, in one of the episodes... Will Arnett is like, all right, like they're confronting this high school jock. They're at Will's like high school reunion, and they like got to confront the jock. And he's like, all right, we have to make sure that we're cool. He can't know that we're detectives, or he's not going to talk to us. So like, show me a cool walk. And Camille's like, what? He's like, just show me like a cool walk right now, right? 1, 2, 3, go.
And Kumail's like, okay. And he's like, no, 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 pretend like you have rubber bands connected to your arms. And so he'll just make them do this shit. And in another one, he's like, all right, like, do your best Irish accent right now.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, shushy.
It's so good.
I've got my arse eaten.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
Damn.
So watch that show. It's funny. Yeah, it's like the episodes are 20, 25 minutes. So it's like,
I've watched three.
It's a little bite.
I've watched like three episodes of the Tom and Pam shit. Tommy and Pam, like Tommy Lee.
Oh, I thought that was good.
The dialogue in that is so atrocious.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like on purpose.
I get what it's they're the trying style to do, but it's like this halfway, like it's in between like a modern TV show and like because Hulu, it's like made for commercial breaks and stuff. So I think they kind of still make it in the vein of like traditional TV. So I think they add like a little bit of that cheesy factor.
Right.
You know, minus Tommy Lee's dick talking to him, but
that, I mean, I couldn't even really watch that scene. I didn't think it was funny.
Yeah, it was like,
I just thought it was fucking weird.
Yeah, I got what they were trying to do, but
I didn't even get it.
Yeah, it was him reflecting, like, you're really gonna marry this chick, and it was him, you know.
Yeah, his dick being like, but you're, yeah, like,
it was him thinking with his heart. It was leading with his heart for the first time.
Right. I don't know, it was just a little bit too,
to me,
abstract.
I thought it was, no, I thought it was a like hilarious. I'm like, oh, this is like an Adult Swim sketch in the middle of this, you know, otherwise
yeah.
very
yeah.
polished TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The directing like kills me. I feel like they tell everyone like, all right, do what you just did, but more.
Yeah.
And they're like, more? Like, oh yeah. And then it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't feel.
Seth Rogen is incredible in that show, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He plays that character so goddamn well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, I just, not to get caught up on the technicals, but I kind of wish they just did, like, a straight-up documentary, because I want to know the real story.
Right.
I looked it up. A lot of those, like, moments in the first few episodes are pretty accurate to what happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So wild.
So I had my friend from the North Shore come and stay with me this weekend.
I thought you were going to say I had my friend get a copy of the Tom and Pammy.
Yeah, we watched it together.
Tom and Pamela.
No, but I'm talking about that. We're like pulling up to my place and I was like, have you seen Pam and Tommy? He's like, no, I haven't seen it yet, but like, you know, might go say hi to her tomorrow. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you want to watch the show? And he's like, no, I'm like friends with Pamela Anderson. I was like, can I go there? Just my inner like 13 year old jumped out. I was like, Pamela Anderson? Can I go there?
And he was like, nah.
He's like, no, he said yeah. And he texted her and she was texting, but then he had no service. And damn. So he like didn't get her text for a few hours and if the opportunity fell through, but I fucking
I'm watching your documentary on Hulu.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Damn. Well, yeah.
R.I.P. It's for that opportunity.
Yeah, now Tom's with Brittany Ferlin.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Yeah, they're married.
Yeah, they fucked on an airplane. I know that much about them.
Why?
There was like a thing like a while ago. Like they both went into like a, you know, like into the bathroom on a flight that was from like, it was like, you know, a 3-hour flight. So.
On a GA flight?
Yeah.
General admission?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I took a scheduled flight. Yeah.
Damn.
No, it was like the bathroom was kind of like mid-plane. So it was like at the back of like business class.
Okay.
So
I mean, you can't do that even in business class.
No, but what I'm saying
isn't
is,
isn't that like super illegal?
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but I'm just saying it wasn't like, you know, like they were in first class and the bathroom was kind of tucked away. And,
right.
Maybe the people up there would like turn their heads. Like they just did it like on a mid-plane fucking ride from New Jersey to Ohio.
Wow.
And then they just like both like came out of the bathroom like giggling.
Wow.
Yeah. Airplane
covered in jizz.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I don't even know how you, I mean, I guess you can, but airplane bathrooms are so small.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd just be scared that I'd hit the flusher.
Yeah, and you both through it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, yeah, I'd be scared that I would get flushed out.
Yeah,
yeah. No, it's just like the most violent sound on earth.
Yeah.
You know? It's like nothing romantic about that sound. Yeah. That would make me lose my bone. Yeah.
Also, you know, the airplane bathrooms make me feel tall. Like,
yeah.
With the curve. Yeah. So I don't know how you're like gonna like sit like curved forward.
You gotta like, have a big ass dick, probably.
Or even if you got a little pecker, I mean, just the whole thing is just uncomfortable. Like you're both gonna be, you know.
Yeah, I'm saying, but yeah, that's true.
It's still
for
not,
Tommy Lee, it's probably easier to find a position that
sure
works, you know.
Yeah, yeah, me too. My penis like is probably goes up to my forehead.
Same.
Yeah. And when I get hard,
that's why I couldn't watch that dick scene.
Yeah.
Because it's just like it's happened to me.
Yeah. I talked to my penis before.
All the time.
Yeah. And now we'll see the rest of you in the bonus.
We got
zone.
A lot to, we basically didn't cover anything we wanted to cover.
No, but it's good. I think, you know.
We're going to watch some crypto loss porn, which I'm really excited about. Crypto bros taking L's.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about Lana Rhodes rug pulling all of her fans. Which is fucking crazy. Wait, did you watch that video? CoffeeZilla's video?
No.
Dude.
I want to.
Oh my God. One of the like Discord messages from one of the guys is like, I lost my job. I have a kid and I put my entire savings into this.
Yeah, it's good that music artists are doing this. Oh, by the way, like some people seem to be confused about where we sort of stand on like NFTs and stuff.
Why?
Just because at all my shows, people are like, so like, do you actually like NFTs after like talking to Gary V? It's like, no, we just got him on the show to get him to say, put nails down my neck. And I still don't fucking like NFTs. Like, I don't know. So yeah, it's really good that music artists are, you know, rug pulling their fans. That's really good.
Yeah. No, Lana Rhodes or porn star.
Oh, I'm thinking Lana Del Rey.
No. When you said that at first, I was like, I mean, I guess she makes a certain type of music.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah.
Love this song.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
No, it's a clap
track. This is a banger. Listen to this one.
It's a clap track.
Yeah. Clap track, nice. Yeah. Music artist.
Yeah. Platinum recording artist, Lana Rhodes. She wins a Grammy for that shit. She's just accepting her Grammy as they're playing her porn in the background, like, because it's her song. It's like, she's like, I just want to say Kendrick Lamar should have won this year. Doing the Macklemore speech. Hell yeah, let's, you know. I guess Lana's been tugging men on screen. It's time she gave her fans a tug too.
Yeah, yeah. A funny comment I saw was the guy, they're talking about the guy with the baby. He's like, I have a baby. I put my entire savings into this.
Idiot.
It's like people were like, well, you can tell your kid when he gets older that you got fucked by a porn star.
Yeah. Nice.
But not in the cool way.
Nice. Oh, and you can feel it.
And you can hear it.
And if you're a man, you can feel it.
Protein bar, huh?
Yeah.
Still on that.
Yeah.
Still backed up a wee bit?
Oh, yeah. No, now I'm regular. Now I'm on time.
Thanks to Quest.
Yeah.
And you can taste it.
I'm just going to eat this, and then we'll all see my spine exit my body in the next episode. So, yeah, guys.
Sign up for the bonus episodes.
We're going to get into it. And, you know, I know we're not supposed to talk about NFTs, but...
Why not?
We really got to show you these nice fucking tits. All right. All right. I don't want to do this.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. See you guys. Song.